This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and Real Country 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. It's Casey. Thank you for shining on today. Our topic is summer loving, and we're talking about loving yourself. We're going to take some time to make sure we're getting fed love and light during this season of sunshine. So I've compiled from many of the guests we've had on the show over the years and a few things I know personally that work for me and my Reiki clients, these ideas to let the sunlight into your life. So grab a pen and a piece of paper and write down what resonates with you. You can do the exercises along with us or come back to it anytime at casey.co. I'm going to do all these things myself too. Let's see what the next 8 weeks brings all of us. The number one thing on the list to bring a little light into your life and love yourself is declutter. Declutter to the best of your ability without making yourself nuts. Get rid of that stack of magazines gathering dust, the old clothes, the broken appliances, everything. Trash what's trash and donate the rest. Try gogreendrop.com. Gogreendrop.com. They'll come right to your house and take it all away. Could not be easier. Clearing the clutter allows fresh energy to flow in, and you will be amazed by the new thoughts and ideas that occur to you when you don't have that pile of junk sitting there. I remember Peter Walsh came on the show, Oprah's declutter expert, a few years back, and he told us it's not the things we want to keep, it's the feeling the things gave us. So name the feeling your kid's old soccer ball gives you, and find a way to bring that feeling alive in your life. Maybe put up one picture of your child in their soccer uniform instead of keeping all that stuff. Okay, number one, declutter. Number two, as we let the light shine in, paint yourself back into the picture of your life. Do you erase yourself? Do you scramble around doing so much for so many that your toenails are horrendous and your underwear is frayed? Turn your attention towards you. Remember who you are, apart from the whirling dervish routine. Take yourself out on a peace date. Do something that feeds your soul and your soul alone. And for Pete's sakes, buy some new underwear and get a pedicure. When you take yourself out on a peace date and paint yourself back into the picture from this newfound place of calm, you can better serve others. And you also may realize that those people you've been serving with all of your time and energy, they may not need all that service. Maybe they need just a little bit. Breathe. Spend some time by yourself. Get really comfortable giving yourself time and space. And leave the dog at home. Silence the phone. Take a hike. Take a drive. Take yourself out to lunch or for an overnight. Remember what it is to be you and you alone. No selfies. No posting. This is personal, personal, personal. Get comfortable being comfortable with yourself. Talk to yourself, or I should say, talk nice to yourself. You're always in conversation with yourself. Just become aware of that and make it a pleasant conversation. So number two, paint yourself back into the picture. And number three, I believe that literally somewhere in your home, there should be a picture of you as a child, just you. Put that picture somewhere you can see it every day. Check in with that little him or her. There is a child that lives within you still. Is that kid okay? Does he need some reassurance? Does she need a hug? Reconnect to that young soul and review all you've been through together. Pledge to that little one that you will continue to steer the ship towards health and happiness to the best of your ability. So find that picture. Number four, tend to your healthy diet. Get your greens and drink your water. Eat a salad or healthy meal for breakfast. Get all that protein and nutrition first thing. It's a game changer. Drink more water. I know you think you drink enough. You don't. You don't. Your body can always use a little more. And number five, cultivate healthy sleep. No screens before bed. No TV in the bedroom if you can do that. Make your bedroom an oasis for peace. Add soothing colors, maybe soft music. Create order and peace. When you enter your bedroom, you should feel nourished and nestled. And don't beat yourself up over resting. Treat sleep like a good friend and a welcome guest, and it will be. Okay, so we have our foundation. Declutter, time for yourself, nutrition and sleep, a picture of yourself as a kid to connect deeply to who you are and where you've been. And we'll have more right after this.
Have you ever experienced a wish come true? For a child battling a critical illness, a wish come true can be a turning point. One song, one dance, one game, one adventure, one moment changes everything. Make-A-Wish needs your support to grant the wish of every eligible child. Visit wish.org now to help grant more life-changing wishes. Together, we can transform lives, one wish at a time.
We don't believe the future can wait for the future. We are City of Hope doctors. We advance science that saves lives. City of Hope research has led to the development of synthetic human insulin and four of the most widely used cancer-fighting drugs. We are maximizing the potential of immunotherapy and making precision medicine a reality. We have performed more than 13,000 bone marrow and stem cell transplants with unparalleled survival rates. With three manufacturing facilities, we can turn laboratory discoveries into new therapies faster. Today, we are pioneering stem cell therapies for patients with cancer, diabetes, even autoimmune diseases. It's not enough to promise patients a future cure. We must find it now. For over a century, we've been driven to discover the answers that don't exist. Find out more at cityofhope.org.
This is Josh DeMel, and we have a situation here. Our planet's endangered species are vanishing at an alarming rate. Connect the dots and you'll discover a fine line separates a buyer from a killer. In other words, if you travel abroad and buy an illegal wildlife product, you're paying for the life of an endangered animal. So please, don't do it. When the buying stops, the killing can too. For more information, visit wildaid.org.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, are giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Are you an adoptive parent? Foster parent? Raising a relative's child? Raising children with loss and early childhood trauma can be difficult because these children require different parenting approaches. Contact us for help at the Adoptive and Foster Family Coalition of New York's free 24/7 helpline at 888-354-1342. That's 888-354-1342. Or find us online at affcny.org.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on. Today we are talking about letting the light in, summer self-care. Although these are things you can really do anytime. We're up to number 6 now. What's your slogan? What's your bumper sticker for life? What's the catchphrase that you stand on or the umbrella you stand under? Think of the feeling that's most often in your heart, the feeling that makes you uniquely you, and put that into words. My catchphrase happens to be shine on, because in my Reiki work, I see each human as an array of colors and sparks. It's impossible not to fall in love with people when you look beyond the facade and see through to the colors. So shine on works for me. You can use it too. I'll share. I have a friend who often says, it's fun. She finds the fun in everything. It's fun. Another says, it's all good. It's all good. She doesn't care to get too involved with the negative. She sticks to the good enough side of the street. And another friend's motto is, it's better than it was. Her goal in life is not to change the world, just to make things a little bit better than they were before. So what's your life slogan? Find it. And then get it engraved in a bracelet or have it tattooed on your behind. I don't know. Maybe just have somebody carve it into a piece of wood and hang it up, even if it's just in the laundry room. Look at your words. Stand on your words. It has a great anchoring effect in this very windy world. Number 7 goes along nicely with finding a slogan. It's finding a theme song for your journey. The song that takes you out of your head and into your heart. It's a song that means something to you, even if that meaning is different from what the songwriter had in mind. Why do you need a song? Because there will be times when your head is going 375 miles an hour and you can't get your bearings. Maybe it's garden variety panic and anxiety. That can be quelled by singing your song. Singing immediately gets you out of your head and into your body. You can focus yourself and center yourself with your song. Sing it in the shower, sing it out on your walk, sing it in the car. It may sound crazy, but I can assure you, your song works wonders to bring you to a peaceful place when you really need a peaceful place. Ask Alexa to play your song. Have it on your phone, too. Keep it close. Consider that your theme song for life. Number 8, how well do you appreciate yourself? Could you make a list of the things you're good at? I'll give you a minute to do that right now. Maybe you're an excellent architect, or maybe you make great forts out of bed sheets for your grandkids. Maybe you make a mean Cosmo or a great bolognese. Maybe you can sew or sing or dance or fix a car. What can you do well? Search your mind and your memory and write down as many things as you can. My superpower is creating space. I could come to your house right now and rearrange your kitchen cabinets and closets, and you would be amazed at the space I can find you. Ah, what can I say? It's a gift. So start this list of things that you're good at and add to it. Remember who you are and what you can do. You can do stuff. Celebrate your stuff. So, recapping, you want to have a slogan for your life, and you want to have a theme song. And you want a list of the things that you do well. And we'll be back with more after this.
Sensory sensitivity, repetitious behavior, lack of eye contact. You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. When my kids fall down, I treat them with kisses and colorful band-aids. But when kids are really sick, I'm glad there are children's hospitals to help. Put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
It's 529. Are you saving for college? 529 college savings plans are offered by states to provide easy and affordable ways to save. Saving in advance is a key part of preparing for higher education and avoiding high student loan debt. National studies show that students with savings are much more likely to attend and graduate from college than students with no savings. For more information on how you can get started, visit collegesavings.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on today with Summer Lovin', bringing the light in and loving yourself. We have a bunch of self-care exercises to explore. If you missed any, you can find them at casey.co or on SoundCloud or iTunes under Shine On. And if you subscribe to Shine on iTunes, please take a minute to rate the show. I would appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, number 9 on our summer self-love and hit parade. Take a look at your friends, those people you spend your free time with. Do you like them? Do they care about you? Do you feel nourished after you spend time with them? Do you need more of what they make you feel or less? The guest list of your life. Is it just a habit? Is there someone new you'd like to spend time with? Are there people you really need a break from? Joan Anderson, who wrote A Year by the Sea, which I believe has just come out as a movie. I went to her weekend retreat at Mohonk, and she said, if you aren't changing at least some of your friends every 10 years, you're not growing. Others have said we're the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with. Think about that. So number 9, take a look at your friends. At number 10, get the ukulele lessons. Get the lessons. Okay, that's a metaphor. When I first started inspirational speaking in 2015, I spoke at a library in Westchester. And soon after, I got a letter from a woman who was there for my talk, and she was inspired to go out and finally get the ukulele lessons she always wanted. And I heard from her again a few weeks ago. She's still strumming. What is it you'd love to learn or brush up on? Do you want to play piano or speak French? Do you want to learn to golf or crochet? There is something you want to do, and you've been putting it off for years and years. Come on! What the heck is that all about? Maybe you have all the equipment in your basement, or you've read all the books. I know a woman who wants a dog so desperately, yet she just finds a million excuses not to give herself what she really wants. Book the trip. Call the teacher. Do the thing. But what if you stink at it? Or what if it's not all you thought it would be? Who cares? At least you can clear up that space in the back of your mind that keeps holding on to this ancient thought, and that's just clutter. Now we're back at step 1, aren't we? Things to think about today as we let the summer light in. Declutter. Paint yourself back into the picture. Stop overgiving. Literally put a picture of you as a child in your home. Tend to your health, your greens and your water. Cultivate healthy sleep. Woo sleep. Create a space for it. Find your slogan. What's your bumper sticker? Find your theme song. Sing it when you're totally flipping out. It'll ground you. Make a list of the things that you're really good at. Take a look at your friends. Is it time to weed that garden or plant some new flowers? And go out and do the thing you want to do. Take the ukulele lessons or learn to golf, whatever it is. Do it. Finally, today we're going to do something we haven't done in a really long time, Sanatam Kar. We'll close with Longtime Sun. And as you listen to the beautiful verse, repeat three times. Picture yourself and your loved ones surrounded by beauty in nature with sunlight pouring down on you, all at your healthiest and happiest. And feel what that feels.
May the long time sun shine upon you.
Truth is my identity. Let your light be your identity this summer as you shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and on Real Country's 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud and catch a show anytime at kacey.co. That's kacey.co. Shine On.